Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you on Sunday, June 11th, 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits. My guests today are Padgett Brewster, Sam Levine, and Jenny Zagrino. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. That's right. You heard me. That means up first is our first time guest, who's probably never gets to be first in alphabetical situations. It's Jenny Zagrino. Hey,
hello.
Jenny.
You're right. I've never been first.
Right? Zagrino just really puts you at the end of the pack whenever they go by last names, which is most of the time.
Yeah, unless there's like a Zimmerman or
yeah,
some other Z name.
Yeah, that'd be so wild if you're always like just trying to get classes and stuff with a Zimmerman just so you don't have to be dead last.
I know.
Thank you for joining us on the show today. Your first time at bat, if you will.
I am first timer. I'm excited. I'm, you know what, dipping my toes, trying new things. I'm ready. I watched movies. I'm ready. I'm gonna fight everybody.
Let's get a plug in early though and say, what's the name of your latest stand-up special?
Oh, so I just released one. It's called Gen Z.
Okay.
You guys get
nice.
It? Very
nice.
Clever. Thank you. yeah, so it's on Comedy Central YouTube. It's an hour special that I taped at Littlefields because I wanted to make it special. You know, that's just what you do now. You go, I want to make it. And then you ask people for money, and that's how it's made.
Good for
well,
you.
That's cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wrote your name down. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, please do. I'm wearing a really great green jumper.
Nice.
Well, if you like fashion, you'll like it. If you like comedy, you won't, though.
Oh, dang.
No, it's great. I'm very funny. Oh, God. What have I done? Let's continue.
Well, your new fan that we have here today is also a returning champ, defeating all comers last week at the Dynasty Typewriter show under the pressure of a live audience and everything. She beat everybody. It's Padgett Brewster.
Yay!
Yay!
Aww.
Yay! for me. Now, Jennifer, we can't win because Sam Levine, he's a monster.
That's not at all accurate.
Monster.
It's not at all accurate.
Monster.
Like a good monster or a bad monster?
Bad monster.
Very two different types.
He's always been a bad monster.
Okay.
That's fair.
I mean, good or bad monsters are hard to beat. And we'll get to Sam in a second, Patty. Oops. But this is your time.
I jumped you. I'm sorry.
This is your moment to shine. You don't have to drag him into it yet.
Sorry. I'm basking in my championness.
It's all about you right now. So let me ask you this. How do you think you'll do against Sam Levine? Are you excited for the new season of Bachelor in Paradise, which we will be discussing on our Art of Marines podcast? Will you accept this rose?
Yes, Bachelor in Paradise I still like. It's the Bachelor and Bachelorette that I loathe and only do to hang out with you and Arden Marine.
Yeah, it's fun to get together and talk about anything with this group of people. But then this last season of The Bachelor was so boring. And this next one with Charity, bless her heart, she seems like a nice lady, but it just looks like it's going to be another really dull season.
Yeah, but Bachelor in Paradise, that's the goal.
Yeah. In the meantime, we have they just started filming the other day. Wells Adams was on his Instagram live from the bar on the beach saying that they were just about to get started.
It's the same place? It's Sayulita?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole same deal. If you're not familiar with this franchise, it's, all of the just random people from other seasons of The Regular Bachelor showing up on an island. And they, if they don't hook up with each other, they get kicked off the island, which is just like, can you imagine that is like double punishment? That's like being at a high school dance. And if you ask somebody to dance, they say, no, you also have to leave.
Yeah, it sounds like someone's nightmare dream.
Yeah. You're just escorted out of the gymnasium. Now, speaking of gymnasiums and smart people.
Two things that go together.
Is this the intro I wrote for you, Doug? Is this the one I sent for you to say, please?
Here's the guy that can get to the top of Trivia Mountain but cannot climb a rope.
I can if you let me use my legs.
Oh, is that really how it works? It's easier to do with the legs?
Oh, it's much easier to do with your legs, yeah.
But you also have to just be like willing to grip it really hard right there in between your legs and near your stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm a eunuch. It's fine.
Okay.
Because of that rope really burned a lot of stuff off.
I never got up the rope. I could never do I can do them now, thank goodness. But, as a youngster, when they would make you do pull-ups, I couldn't do any. You just hang from the bar for a while. I think that happened to Martin Starr in an episode of Freaks and Geeks.
He couldn't climb any higher, and he didn't know how to get back down.
Sam is also a returning champion, so
I don't care for this pressure.
I don't like it. Another
nickname, Sam Champ, Sam the Champion, Sampian.
There it is,
Sampian. How come there isn't like a supervillain yet called Sampian?
Sampian, well, there's about to be.
Before we play some games today, I do a little segment that I like to call Recommendation Nation. And that's where I ask on the spot, they haven't been prepped, each of my guests, I'd like them to recommend one movie in a specific category that's different every time. So today, since the Tony Awards for Broadway Excellence are tonight, which by the sidebar, they're going to be riderless, which also means this is going to be an award show that's banterless. So maybe there's one tiny upside to the strike going on right now, because that's always the worst part of award shows is the part that the poor writers are forced to write and then the performers just butcher it every time.
Yep.
They're not joke tellers.
They're thespians, okay?
Yeah, especially as themselves. It's hard for them to be themselves and tell a joke. So that business aside, today it's also since we're in Pride Month, this is just all coming together so nicely for this category. I'd like you to name your favorite drag movie, whatever that means to you.
Yeah,
a movie about drag, or someone's in drag, or it's not enjoyable, it's a total drag. no, just kidding about that last part. All right, whatever the category means to you, drag movie. What do you think, Jenny? You're up first. Oh my gosh,
this is hard. Look, I told myself I wasn't going to talk about this particular movie because it's my favorite movie. But you know what? I think it kind of goes in the category of drag. I'm going to talk about Amadeus, okay? Because
lots of wigs.
Lots of makeup.
What's the name of the movie?
Amadeus. I specifically have been like, Jenny, don't talk about Amadeus. I watched different movies. I was so ready for this question. And now I'm just like, it's Amadeus. It's the greatest drag movie ever. First of all, think about it. All those dudes, they were the height of masculinity, and they were in satin and florals and showed off their sexy little calves. Like, it's a beautiful drag movie.
Yeah. They'd have little beauty marks on their
face.
They
wore heels.
That they'd put in there.
Yeah.
Powdered wigs. Full makeup. Lipstick.
Yeah. They were just like, we're going to cross dress, but pretend it's the manliest thing we could do.
Oh, they were just like, we're real men. All right. We're real men. Our waistcoats button up all the way. I don't know. Whatever.
I got to say, I love this choice because I'm with you on the greatness of that movie. It is really something special, and I feel like people have kind of forgotten it a little bit.
Oh, my God. It's one of those. It's the movie I put on the background. And then when I was younger, I did learn to play the piano part where he's in the room with the king and Salieri, and Salieri writes the piece for him, and then he changes it to be a Figaro. Oh my God, a real stand for Amadeus over here.
Sam, I don't know how you can come up with a better drag movie than
Amadeus.
Heard about, you know, like it doesn't get any sexier than Jeffrey Jones in a big wig.
Seriously.
Why did you talk about him? He's the worst one. The pedophile.
Yeah, he's a weirdo in that movie, and then it turns out a different kind of weirdo in real life. But it's just a name drop. I guess I could have gone F. Murray Abraham.
What did he ever do to you? Why do you always say F. Murray Abraham? He's such a nice fellow. I worked with him. He was delightful.
I didn't say anything about.
No, you did.
No, I said Tom Hulse.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I'm one away from people I can name in Amadeus. Elizabeth Barrage is the lady, I think.
Who was, you guys know that who played the little the servant girl is, oh my God, what's her name? She's Miranda.
Oh, Cynthia Nixon.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Googled all this yesterday. Okay.
I love that you're like, I'm going on Douglas movies. I'm going to sit down and really learn about my favorite movie.
Well, I watched in case it comes up. Different movie. I watched an amazing movie yesterday to prepare for this.
Oh, you did?
And now I'm just talking about Amadeus. So I think I'm having a good day either way.
I want to hear what you watched yesterday.
Oh, yesterday I watched Sick of Myself.
Oh.
I haven't seen that.
So good. It's a Norwegian film. It's about narcissism, and it's about fame and social media and the things people will do to get attention. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Anyways, I don't want to take any more time. Sam,
where did you see
about
it?
Your movie.
Where did you see it?
Where was it? Where is
Prime,
where?
I primed it, baby.
Prime, yeah. Okay.
Sick of myself.
Because I have heard that's good, and now I'm more intrigued by it. Sam,
if only they were wearing tight little white socks over their calves. It would have been an even better movie.
I've really gone back and forth in my head with the time you've allowed me to think about this, Doug. And I know sometimes you put these on the socials to see how people feel. And I want to make sure Padgett gets the easy win here. So I'm going to say the film Summer School, and I'll tell you why. It's, you know, it's as full of as much drag performances, maybe more than Amadeus, now that I think about it. But it does feature Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre a bunch of times. And technically, you know, Leatherface has long hair and a mask on. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be makeup. I don't know that he could be doing some sort of drag performance under that mask that we just don't know about. And it's one of my favorites. My buddy Dean Cameron's in it. So I'm going to say Summer School is my favorite drag movie.
Well, see, this is interesting because first Jenny did it, and now you shoehorned your favorite movie into the category.
It is my favorite movie.
Be careful what you say when you say things like that. Well, under trivia on my name on the IMDb, it says one of his favorite movies is More American Graffiti. I don't know where
someone put that on there.
I said Doug, I liked
that's
it.
True. Every time it. You and I see each other, you're like, "Hey, Sam, you know what I noticed in my last viewing of More American Graffiti?" Never shut up about it.
Oh. Yeah. I think it's an underrated movie, but you know, one of my favorites is a little extreme. Yeah. All right, Padgett.
I have seen many drag movies, but my favorite is Kinky Boots.
There you go.
Nice. Now see.
With Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is nom, 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 nom. Oh, love him, I love him. I love that movie, and I love the soundtrack, and I was driving around. I was actually just went grocery shopping and was whatever Lolo wants. It's him singing on stage.
Yeah.
In drag. Oh, I just, I love that movie. I love that movie. But there are a lot of great drag movies.
Oh,
I just don't know if you're coming back to that, so I don't want to name
them. We came up with one today. That's how many there are.
It's too long, but, Fu. Great.
What?
Great.
I mean, I was so close to saying The Birdcage, but I had to give the edge to Summer School.
When it comes down to it, you have to vote with your heart. And Birdcage, that is that's one of my top ones that I
love
came
that
to
movie.
My
that's
mind.
Such a good movie.
I love that movie. But Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, so good.
Pound Another for good pound one. Drag. I think that's a beautiful.
Doug, to hell with Jenny and my suggestions. Just so go with all the movies Padgett's just said.
No.
Yeah.
Just use those.
Anything with Divine in it.
No, I'm keeping my suggestion. All right. You can't take that away from me.
Keep it.
Very well.
That's a good point, Doug. Pink Flamingos.
Oh, yeah.
Desperate Women? No. What is it? What was it? Shoot. Desperate People? Filthy Desperate Women. Ah, whatever.
That sounds like something on Pornhub. Filthy Desperate Women.
What is that?
You're not thinking of Female Trouble, are you?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, my
that's
God.
It. That's it. That's it. Oh, what's that other movie he did? Red Barracudas?
Pink Flamingos.
Oh, that's it.
Desperate Women. I was like, she couldn't be trying to say Female Trouble.
That's like a foreign translation of a movie title. It's like the name of the movie in another country. They're so desperate. All right.
Wait, Doug, do you have a favorite drag movie?
Those are all good ones. I don't, you know, I didn't really, the question, I don't really ask myself the question.
No, I'm asking you.
I know, but, you know, I don't think there's any, I'm just pro drag in general, because lately I've just been really enjoying, you know, not only RuPaul's Drag Race, but the whole, all the offspring, you know, the shows that have sprung off of it. I'm getting deep into it. I watch a lot of it, and it's It's super fun. Yeah.
Nice.
So anyway, so Kinky Boots by a mile. And I don't know. But these are they're all great movies. Let's just say that. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. And thanks for those recommendations. And we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and I'm so excited for the Tony Awards tonight that helped inspire a game that I'd like to play today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, Padgett is so excited.
Wait.
You're going to love this.
I might have a shot.
The game is called Tony, Tony, Tony.
Oh. Whoops.
I'll say a fact, fun or otherwise, and then your job is to tell me if that fact applies to Tony Shalhoub,
no boy,
Tony Danza, or Tony Hopkins. AKA
I knew you'd go with Tony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins. His friends
Danza,
call him Tony.
Hopkins, Shalhoub. Okay, got it.
Danza, right. Shalhoub, or Hopkins. That's right. First up will be Jenny. I'll give you a fact. You guess which one of those dudes it is. If you're wrong, Padgett gets a shot at it from the remaining two names. If she's wrong, Sam sitting pretty gets the gimme point. But we'll see what happens. Whenever somebody gets point, next person gets the next one. Gets to go first in the next round. Here we
it's
go,
not,
Jen.
It's not cool to be first on this. I'm going to say that right now.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Sometimes well, I mean, it's a huge boon. Sometimes it really works against you.
If you know the answer, then it's good because you get to answer before the other two. But if you're just guessing, then yes, you have to guess between three options.
All right.
So just try to narrow it down any way you can. Which one of those three fellows has an Emmy and an Oscar?
Oh.
As one.
Shalhoub?
Both of those awards. Is that your final answer?
I'm going to say Shalhoub.
I like, you know, if there were points for speed, you got to it quickly, but that is incorrect.
Damn it.
Padgett, what do you think?
What do you think? You remember all those Oscars Tony Danza won?
do you think,
Padgett? Is this tough?
People's Choice Award nominee Tony Danza?
Or I think it's Anthony Hopkins.
Multiple Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins. That is correct.
Was it for Westworld? What did he win the Emmy for? Westworld?
Oh, I don't think so, but maybe. But he's you know, if he's done TV, they just hand him an Emmy on the set.
Right. That's the only thing I can think he was in though, Westworld.
Yeah. So
I
maybe.
Think he won an Emmy 1.5 million ago.
Oh, Magic?
No, I think that was a film. I think it was for like a they remade a movie called Crime of the Century with Stephen Ray. It was about the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. And Stephen Ray played Bruno Hauptmann.
Uh-huh.
Jesus,
who was
Sam-sy.
The guy who went to jail for it, I think they killed him. And I wanna say Hopkins played the role originally sometime in like the 70s or 80s.
Oh.
And I think he won an Emmy for that. Because I remember in 93 when Crime of the Century came out, or no, 96 when it came out, yeah. I remember learning about that. So that's what I would say he won an Emmy for, and probably more. If I had to
guess,
he's probably got at least two or three. But I knew all of
this. See, this is Jennifer. This is why. This is what I was trying to tell you about.
No, he's a monster. Yeah. Okay.
He's crazy.
All right,
Sam, you're up first on this next one.
Perfect. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Of those three gentlemen, which one has the middle name Anthony?
Ooh. So you're telling me one of these guys
is legitimately named Anthony. One of them, there was a little shifting around, and somehow Anthony became the first name, but it's genuinely the person's middle name.
That might be the case.
Yeah. That's which one do you think?
So it's Tony Danza, Tony Shalhoub, Tony Hopkins. I can't imagine Tony Danza was anything other than a Tony Danza, right? Because it's the most Italian possible name.
Right.
So it's either Shalhoub or Hopkins.
Okay, so we've eliminated.
Or the option, or you did give me the option that it could be none of the above, right?
No, none.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah.
Usually he does two names and one neither. Yeah. But it's definitely one of those three. Yeah, which I prefer.
All right.
I like this one better.
I would say I'm only very sure that Tony Danza is definitely Tony, but I guess I could be wrong about that. So then I will say of the two, I'm going to go with Tony, as you call him, Tony Hopkins.
You're going Tony Hops?
I'm going Tony Hopkins because I don't think Tony Shalhoub's, I don't know, maybe that's not even his real birth name, but I'm going to say Tony Hopkins.
That is correct.
I'm shocked. Damn. I thought it was Shalhoub.
Philip Anthony Ooh. Hopkins.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's wrong with Phil Hopkins? That sounds like a great, powerful name.
Do we know what Tony Shalhoub's real name is? Is it Tony Shalhoub?
Shalhoub is... Tony Anthony, Anthony Mark MARC.
Oh wow!
No.
Anthony Mark Shalhoub.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Because isn't it like it's kind of like just switching around the famous name Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they do that. And then Tony Danza is Salvatore.
No. Wow.
Of course he is.
I was like, was it Pasquale?
Make it more Italian, Doug.
Sal.
It's a me, Tony Salvatore Danza.
Yeah. Sally Danza. Wow.
All right. So Sam's on the board. We're back to you, Jenny.
Damn it. Is it Amadeus related? Because then I'll probably get it.
Well, maybe it's something that you have more of a feeling for than what we've said so far. Which one of those three is a Capricorn?
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh my God. I mean, look, I do love astrology, okay? Big fan. I don't know. I'm just going to go with the person who hasn't been said yet, which could also be rude. Like, could also be like a trick. I don't know. But you know what? I'm here for just the love of the game. I'm not here to win. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Dan's. He's got a
I'm
Capricorn ridge. What is
sorry.
He, a Taurus?
It's a Taurus. He is, in fact, a Taurus.
I guess. That's so much harder.
Oh,
I should get half a point. Just...
There's too many game shows where you don't get to hear the person's second guess. Okay. So that leaves Shalhoub or Hopkins. What do you think, Padgett?
Shalhoub!
You think Shalhoub is a Capricorn?
I do.
No. Oh, no.
I don't know.
All right, I want to make sure I go over my choices again.
Yeah, but wait, is it his rising sign or is it his sun sign or is it his moon sign? You're not being clear right now. So
I want to be
sure. Have been a rising Capricorn.
My choices are Tony Shalhoub, Tony Hopkins, Tony Danza, or that's it. So yeah, I guess it's got to be Tony Hopkins then, because he's the only name I haven't said. Yeah.
Jerk.
Thanks for recapping all
this. Just to make sure I heard all that right. There's a lot going on, Doug.
No, I know, right? There's it's Pride Month. All right, so that is correct. Sam coming in, he doesn't even, you know, he knows everything, and then he's still getting the gimme point.
That was a gimme. Yeah. It was a shoe-in. I didn't even have to work for it. It was terrible.
It's insane. But everybody did a terrific job on this game, but Sam prevails.
That means nothing.
He wins. Well, we'll find out what it means right after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back, and Jenny, I don't know if, you know, this was ever mentioned to you or explained, but, you know, the person who wins the first game, all they win is the opportunity to go first in the next game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's so the first game is, first of all, not that important as it turns out, but then second,
I told you I didn't want to win.
Nope.
Yeah, again, you may not want to go first in this next game, but we'll see. It's another situation where if Sam knows the answer, if he's got a good answer and gets to go first, that's a, it's a good position to be in. so Sam's gonna go first, then we're gonna go to Padgett. Then we're going to go to Jenny. This game is played in several rounds, and it's something I call the little search engine that could.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I type a word. This is what Sam's excited, because what happens is I type a word into the IMDb search engine, and then I write down the top results, the movies that have that word in the title.
Okay.
I write them down and make it into a little game. And
question,
since,
though, is please, it the start of the movie? So if you put in King, it's always going to be King, whatever, or King is in the middle.
Great question. Hmm. Normally, I like everybody to hold their questions till after, but that was a great question.
I'm really good at asking things quickly and being wrong about them immediately.
It's quite a skill.
The word could come anywhere in the title.
Okay.
That's also how the search engine works. It just gives you all the titles that have that word in them, but it also gives you TV movies and actors that may have that word in their names somehow. And so I just go through and just, you know, sort it out and pick out the top titles that have this word in it. And since the whole Spider-Verse situation is happening right now, where it's the huge movie, the number one movie last weekend, probably again this weekend. I haven't seen the box office numbers yet, but the word I typed, and don't do any guesses until it's your turn, because you don't want to spoil, you don't want to give anybody else any help.
Doug, is it Amadeus?
How crazy would that be?
I'm just asking for Jenny.
What a weird game that would be.
That's not the number one movie.
What a weird intro Amadeus for Amadeus.
I typed in the word spider.
Ah.
Now, as you could imagine, there's a lot of movies with the word Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Right.
There's a lot of them out there, and the top 10 titles were all Spider-Man films.
What? Oh boy.
Yeah.
So you took those out though, right?
We're not going to dick around with those because they all have, you know, homecoming, come back.
Yeah, so you just, so that's
Spider-Man goes bananas, Spider-Man fully loaded. Like the titles are crazy. So
Spider-Man conquers the Martians.
Yeah, can't keep track of them all. So forget that. No. They took those out. So now it's the top five movies today on IMDb search engine that have the word spider in the title. Unless you get all five right away, you're each going to get three guesses. And like I said, we start with Sam. So Sam, what is your first guess of a movie that might be in the top five movies with the word spider in the title? I should give you the point range. It's a, if you get the number one movie, you get 5 points.
Oh.
Get the number five movie, it's just worth 1 point. Okay. So the idea is to get the most popular one if you can.
Now, Doug, I want to make sure I understand. Were we doing a bit, or are Spider-Man movies actually counted in this?
No.
Spider-Man movies are out.
They're out.
Out.
Okay, so this is not a Spider-Man movie.
This game is a tribute to the new Spider-Man movie, but with Spider-Man removed from the game.
Got it.
It's only about the word spider.
Got it. In that case, this is going to be a quick game. Because I can really only think of two, maybe three.
Well, we'll see if, you know, when it gets back to you, maybe you'll be able to, you know, the others won't have been taken yet.
Right. Okay. I will think of the first one that popped into my mind once we eliminated Spider-Man movies, and that is Along Came a Spider.
Shoot. Yeah.
Yep. Alex Cross. Yeah. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
As that character. I think there was one other one too that was also like a similar nursery rhyme thing.
Kiss the Girls, wasn't it?
Kiss the Girls, yeah. What a creepy series of stories with the children's story phrases in them. Number three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of the five most searched spider movies that are not Spider-Man. So that's worth 3 points for Sam. We now go to Padgett.
Kiss of the Spider Woman.
It's got to be on there, right?
Got to be. Gotta
it's got to be, right?
There's no way it can't be on there.
William
Hurt.
But
the surprising part, William Hurt won the Oscar for that.
Yeah.
And it's not there.
The late, great Raul Julia. They're both dead now, actually.
Yeah.
The Spider Woman survived them all. But strangely...
No, Doug.
This is wild to me,
Doug.
But that one is number five.
Oh, but I'm up there. I'm on the board.
You're on the board.
But
you're
not
on the board.
Number,
a point for that. Yeah, right. But will it be enough?
No, 1 point.
What the hell's going to happen here?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to give a group a suggestion once Jenny's given her first guess. But what's your first guess, Jenny?
My brain is just like Charlotte's Web. That's not it. At
I know,
all.
Right?
That's just a movie just with a spider.
Spider movies.
I'm gonna guess of all of film, there has to be a movie called Spider.
Is that really your guess?
Well, who's in it? Come on, let's play the Graham Elwood rule.
I don't know.
What's the Graham Elwood rule?
If you can't talk about the movie, we're just guessing a random film. Remember, we used to do this.
Making up a title.
Yeah, you can't make up a title.
No, but you can speculate what a title might be.
Yeah, can I speculate that there's a movie called Spider somewhere?
In this particular game, we've always played that because it is a twist that occurs in the game that quite often all you got to do is say the word and you'll actually be naming a movie. That's named that. And that's what's happened here. That is worth 5 points. It is number one on the list.
Who's in it? Who's in it? I can't wait to see this spider movie.
It stars.
I made it up. It's not real.
It stars Ralph Fiennes.
Oh,
what?
And is, by my count, at least the second, maybe the third movie over the last 20 or so years that's just called Spider. Like, I guess.
How many spider movies are there that are just spider?
Sp- spider. Like, I guess it's just a word that no, you know, there hasn't been a big hit spider, so there's no one in a position to sue the other spiders.
Wow. Right.
And I guess Spider-Man's pretty cocky and isn't like trying to lock up the word spider. But yeah, so Jenny, she solved that puzzle, came up with a whopping 5 points.
All right. Looks like I'm going to win.
It's a distinct possibility, Jenny. But we're back to Sam. Has he in the interim thought of any others? And do you want to hear my everyone, since we're on a new round, everyone can hear it clue?
I would love to hear the everyone can hear it clue. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The clue or the hint on how to crack this is that, you know, just think of things that might, titles that might have the word spider in them.
What
that,
the,
that's your clue?
What
the, that's we were my all clue.
Doing that.
Is that right? It might, no.
Might?
I mean, Jenny sort of did it by just saying, is there a movie called Spider? But I'm saying you can elaborate on the word spider and see if that happens to be a title.
Elaborate on the word spider. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Well, now I'm trying. Is there like a spider bite?
See, there you go. There could be a movie.
Who's in it?
Spider-Man.
Who's in it?
Ben Kingsley, Al Jolson, Tippi Hedren has a cameo. It's a great film.
Are you going? See,
that's how you play the. I don't. There's no movie that I can think of, but I'm just saying words. That's how you play that. Man, spider. All right, I have absolutely, we've named Guess of the Spider Woman, Along Came a Spider. You know what? Here's my guess. This is all I have. If there's some weird movie called Spider, I'll bet there is another weird movie also called Spider. It might not even be in the top. I'm just going to say Spider.
Yeah, no, that is a fun guess, but I already said that there's three spiders.
Oh, did you?
I already gave you that information.
Totally did not hear that.
I said over like the last 20 years, it's just a title that people have just used. Some of them might be foreign films. But
right. Also, and so how did you know which one Jenny was referring to again?
Because she just got the general overall spider.
I see.
Because she said it first, but also
I guess I did three movies actually. I should
Wow, impressive.
Exactly, she'd get more, but the other two fell out well out of the.
They're not
in the top five.
Yeah. All right, then I'm going to go with my gut answer and say spider bite.
I think there's an actor that you're friends with that's in a movie that has spider in the title, so it's interesting that you're not thinking of it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give
leading
I'll give
the witness.
Yeah, so we're moving on to Padgett. What's your next guess, Padgett?
It's gonna be terrible for me then.
All I can think of is Attack of the Giant Spider.
See, that's fun. Make up a a kind of 50s horror movie kind of thing.
Attack of the Spider People. Attack of the.
I need you to pick one.
Attack of the Spider People.
Okay.
Nice. I love that movie. Who's in it?
If it's not already, stop it. If it's not already a movie,
that guy.
If it's not already a movie, it should be. Register that title.
Attack of the Spider People.
Can you register titles during a strike? Or are you not even allowed to think of titles?
I'm not in the WGA.
Yeah, I think because you're just registering it with the guild, not anyone else. I think you still can.
I see. Okay. All right. The rules are tricky, but I like to try to adhere to them. And the answer is no to Padgett's answer. That's not one. There might be a movie called that, but it didn't crack the top five. Yeah.
Okay.
Jenny?
I'm going to double down and go Spider 2.
Oh, why didn't anyone else
spider?
That's great gameplay.
Genius.
The webbing. That's what it's called.
Spider 2, the webbing.
The webbing.
The Wedding.
Oh, Wedding. I get it now. I was excited about Wedding. Like, oh, Wedding.
Oh, The Wedding. Yeah.
Man, they're jumping the shark in that sequel, going right for The Wedding.
I'm going to say the Wedding is optional, but Spider 2. It's got to be.
Right, you want to get this right. You don't want to screw it up with comedy. You don't want to miss. Get
yeah,
the
I don't want to fuck up this win
because it's so funny. Because also, I don't think any of the movies called Spider are fun in nature. You know, I think they're all serious. I don't know, but that is not on the list. We're back to Sam.
Oh God.
Yeah.
All right.
Greg Grunberg.
Oh, Greg Grunberg is in a Spider movie?
Hey!
Hey, what?
Rude. That's rude.
What, all three of you are hearing this at the same time. This is more just me teasing Sam because when I tell you the Spider movie that Greg Grunberg's in, you're going to be like, yes, of course.
Oh, I see. It's one of those.
But it's not in the top five. I'm just goofing around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Then it's, oh man, I don't know. I'm going to say, I can't believe I have to give another guess. There are no more Spider movies that are not Spider-Man movies. I will say, God damn it, Spider's Web. I don't know. Is that a movie?
Whoa, that is not a terrible Wait, guess.
Can what we use happened? Plural? Can we use plurals? Or is well, it just
sure.
the word?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. Huh.
Not I mean, I right. forget if Spider-Woman is one word or two. I think it's two. But yeah, it's, you know, any, just as long as Spider's in there. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like if that, if Spielberg's movie had been called The Spider-Mans, then that would have counted. Because it still has Spider in there.
Oh.
But he didn't call it that.
No.
No, not as the fable goes.
Okay.
So, Padgett, what's your guess?
Wait, so you didn't rule on my?
I ruled on it that I moved on to Padgett.
I see.
Yeah, no, you weren't correct. I mean, it was a fun guess. Spider's
okay.
Web, very
All
fun
right.
guess.
I yeah. tried.
Okay.
I tried.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then I'm gonna. There's a movie called Giant Spiders.
I like
Plural. It. Oh, my God! You're so close to an actual spider title, but not. It's not in the top five. So, Jenny, this is your victory lap. You, regardless of you add more points or not, you will win this game. But just for fun, do you have one more guess?
Okay. So there's no web, no spider web. And
spider's
like,
web is what
Sam you know, giant said. Spiders.
Yeah.
No attack of spider people.
I mean, I really thought Spider 2 was gonna hit it out of the park.
Mm. Well, that was great, but you're comfortably in the lead, so it can't hurt you to just guess something. It has
spider
the
time.
Spider time. I would see the shit out of spider time. Set my watch to spider time if I could. But no, there's no spider time that I'm aware of. But the movie I was talking to you about, Sam, that Greg is in.
Yeah.
Big Ass Spider.
Of course.
Big ass spider.
Oh, it's the movie. It's actually a regular size spider with an enormous ass.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like a Medea size ass.
Yeah. No, it's a real ass spider. People don't say the title right. It's a big
ass spider.
Spider,
yeah.
It's a kind of spider, but it's a really big
You have
one.
To be careful of those ass spiders, all right? Yeah. They are everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know where they like to live.
Mm-hmm. What were the other titles in the top five?
It's so funny you should ask, because just like on a game show, I'm going to tell you.
God, I can't sleep unless you tell me what I.
Yeah, no, you got to go. You got to cover it all.
And, you're right.
Coming in at number two, a movie I did not get around to seeing from 2022, but I really wanted to see it because it's from another country, and I heard it was pretty heavy, intense movie, and it was like, in the pipeline to possibly be nominated for Best Foreign Feature Film at the Oscars, and then that didn't happen, and I still want to see it, and it's called Holy Spider.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds that's a weird number. Foreign film during COVID. Frustrated.
Yeah.
So frustrated.
Well, people are just looking it up now, I think, because it's probably just moved to the next next platform or something. So people are, looking it up. Sure. And I definitely want to check it out. And Norwegian? Then is the film Norwegian?
Yeah,
I don't think so. My guess is Argentina, but I'm not sure. I honestly just heard that it was a foreign film that was getting a lot of awards potential, and I was like, that's all I need to know. I would just watch that, and then never got around to actually watching it. But I will, I swear, because I've seen almost every movie with the word spider in the title. I'm a spider movie completist. But it is interesting also how there's lots of spider movies that come to mind that don't have the word spider in the title, like Arachnophobia.
Right. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
But this is wild because earlier today in this show, just joking around, Sam name checked Ben Kingsley. always a funny name to say. But as it turns out, he's in the number four.
Oh no!
Spider what is movie.
It? What is it?
It gets even weirder, Padgett.
Oh no.
What?
The movie is only a couple words off of the title that Sam made up.
Oh what? No, this is Spider White?
It's not called Spider's Web. It's Spider in a Web.
Oh, come on.
starring Ben Kingsley.
Oh my God. If I'd have had a drink, I might have just slurred that out. It's just Spider in a Web, Doug.
Yeah.
It's got Ben Kingsley in it, right? And yeah. Olsen.
You need to drink more is the problem.
Oh no.
That's the solution.
Oh Sam, that's frustrating for
that's
you.
That's very upsetting. I was so close.
So close, but not so there, not you there. Know.
Yep. Like I should have just said spider.
You ran the race, and then when it came to breast the tape, you didn't have the strength.
Definitely didn't.
Yeah, to breast it.
I've got a small bosom.
Congratulations, Jenny Zagrino.
Amazing.
Thank you.
First time on the show, you figured out my nonsense by saying spider. You cracked the code.
I owe it all to Tom Hulse. He's my muse.
I'm just picturing him farting right now and just putting a nice little button on that moment and then laughing hysterically. Is that part of what you like about him, is his laugh?
I enjoy the laugh.
Yeah, it's really and it's especially fun seeing how much it annoys all the stuffy characters in the movie.
Yeah,
hilarious.
How much fun he's having.
was it like what did he do? Like,
yeah, it was very girly and very
girly,
extended.
High repetitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just very excited. Very, I just was reminded recently that Mark Hamill played that role on Broadway.
Whoa.
Like almost fresh out of Star Wars.
Hugh Laurie also played that role.
Whoa. Yeah.
And then Milos Forman went to make the movie of Amadeus. And since he was playing the character on Broadway, Mark Hamill got a meeting. And Milos Forman just said, Luke Skywalker's not going to be in my Amadeus movie. Like, he totally used that against him. And he's, I guess he's been kind of bitter about it ever since. But, he played the part
of... Oh, wow.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Tom Hulse part of Disney, so I think think it's okay.
True.
Did you guys ever see Mark Hamill as Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls?
No, only... did you?
No, it's not real. It happened on The Simpsons, and it's a great episode.
So it is monster.
Kind of real. It's kind of real.
Kind of, it's real. I mean, he's in the episode. It's really
you
him singing.
Just make it up out of nowhere.
He is singing the songs.
He's in the episode. Wow.
Yeah.
I love him. He's great. I've done like animation voices with him where I got to be in the room with him. And
that's neat.
He was fabulous. Like, you can't wrap your head around what a great voiceover artist that guy is.
He's just a terrific actor who, like, you know, got really seriously into acting, partially out of embarrassment of his, you know, work on the very first Star Wars movie. And, you know, he's just done, you know, found ways to do incredible work while also being, you know, type, you know, people don't want to cast him because it's just like stunt casting, like, oh, there's Luke Skywalker. He kind of had to get old and look kind of different. You know, escape into voiceover for many years, and then now he doesn't really look like Luke Skywalker as much, you know. So it's like he's really good in one of those Kingsman movies.
Doug,
I think
I saw the movie Brigsby Bear with you. I think we were at a film festival together. And he is in that, and he is tremendous.
Yeah, Brigsby Bear. That's a
maybe never heard do you want of
to that out, Sam. Make that your drag movie.
Should I make that my drag movie instead of summer
bear.
School?
Because it's nope, about nope. dressing up as a bear.
Sticking
with summer school. Go. Never want to, you know, go against my instincts.
Jenny Zagrino, you as a winner, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
Ooh, well, go watch my special, Gen Z. That'd be very appreciated. And I'm touring all summer, so I'll be at like the Comedy Vault. I'll be at the Fort Comedy Fort. I'll be at in Bristol at the Blue Ridge Comedy. I'm all over the country this summer. So
they
show
just
up.
Go to jennyzagrino.com.
Jennyzagrino.com. Follow me on Instagram at Jenny Zagrino. TikTok is Jenny Zagrino Comedy because I got banned. So, yeah.
It's not hard to do.
It really isn't.
There's so many triggers for getting banned from that thing. just me thinking about joining, they banned me. They're like, you're thinking about it, so no.
They're like, no.
Yeah. All right. So, Jenny, you'll if you don't mind me inviting you back on the show very soon to defend your title.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do that.
I'm ready to fight people. I got this. All
and
I just need
meantime,
is my heart.
We'll say a temporary goodbye to two champions. Two champions today. Paget Brewster.
Fixed.
Paget Brewster. What would you like to use your plug time to talk about?
My plug time? I think the Behind the Attraction new episodes will be showing up on Disney Plus soon, which is a series about the Imagineers and the making of rides and food and transportation at Disneyland and Disney World. It's a fun show. And please watch reruns of Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus.
Nice.
I'm not very good at social media, so you know, you figure out where I am on Twitter and Instagram, and I might never see anything.
You might
right.
be there. You might be where they think you are.
I love it. You figure it out. I don't care.
Yeah.
You can figure it out. I'm not. I don't have my blue check anymore. Good luck.
Yeah. No, I bet you there are a few Paget Brewsters on there. You probably got some.
There are.
But
that's
it's
cool.
easy to narrow it down because they probably are blue check marks. You just got to find the one
I
that
bet
does
you're right.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Sam Levine is going to do about 2 minutes about his cameos that he made.
Nope.
How great they are.
Nope. I'm going to do 10 seconds on Cameo. Find me on Cameo. None of my Cameo videos are under 3 minutes long. You get a lot of bang for your buck. Father's Day is coming up. Let me tell your father how great he is. But here's what I also want to plug.
Okay.
It's not personal. My friend Jake Tapper, humble brag, has a new novel coming out called All the Demons Are Here. It drops next month. It's available for pre-order because he's a friend. I have an advanced copy and I have read it, and it is so much fun. It is such a cool political intrigue, historical fiction novel. It's the 70s. There's all the characters and real life figures from the 1970s have roles in this book. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. And you should buy it and read it because it's fun.
Wow,
that's it. That's my plug.
Wow, what you're that's such a
you're a good
nice
friend.
Gesture.
Yeah, you're a good friend. For
a good
a
friend to Jake Tapper. That guy needs a break.
He does need a break. He really does. Somebody, nothing's gone his way. So
somebody pay attention to Jake Tapper.
One day he's gonna make it. I think he's gonna make it one
We're
day.
We're all pulling for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might do all right. That weirdo. All right. I'm doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies. You can buy tickets in a bundle in Seattle at the legendary rock club, The Croc, on July 8th and 9th. Doug Loves Movies is back at the American Comedy in home San Diego, July 19th. And we're back at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on Sunday, July 23rd. Usually at 4:20 in my shows, but you can get all the deets you need at douglovesmovies.com. What a wonderful afternoon of movie trivia and laughter.
Thank you.
Thank you again to, she'll be back soon, Jenny Zagrino, and of course, Sam the Man Levine and Paget. What would you like your nickname in between your names to be, Paget?
Oh, I don't know. Who has ideas? I haven't thought about
Paget,
that.
Paget, I got it. Paget,
got
Inspector
it.
Gadget, Brewster.
Brewster, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's me.
I was going to say, Paget, you figure it out, Brewster.
Oh, that is good. Thank you to Paget.
There it is.
Figure it out, Brewster.
I got to say, can I make a plug for Doug? Because
what?
Your
it's a
show's
Doug plug.
Dynasty Typewriter. Your show at Dynasty Typewriter is so much fun. I think for everyone on the show and everyone in the audience, it's a great venue, and the people who work there and run it are fabulous. And Doug is just, if you haven't seen Doug in person, please go to Dynasty Typewriter, because there's something magical about his show in that space.
Wow. But well, thank you
I
very
love
much.
It.
Thanks,
that was
Paget.
A great plug.
I concur with my colleague.
Yeah.
Paget, you figure it out, Brewster.
Yeah. Full titles always.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody. As always, this dream is short, but this dream is happy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.